Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio.
Guess what day it is?
We like that.
Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, welcome to hump day. 26th of October, 7:05 in the morning.
Liam, that was great. We needed that.
News brought to
nice
you by,
and uplifting.
News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and healing starts here at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Liam's already made his
morning debut.
His morning debut. And what is there another national day besides Hump Day?
National Financial Crime Fighter Day. I don't know. I just picked one.
Oh.
National Mule Day.
Oh!
Whoa. Okay. Let's go National Mule Day because Crime Fighter, Financial Crime Fighter means hooray for the 87,000 new IRS agents hired instead of 87,000 new Border Patrol agents that should have been hired.
Oh my God.
Just
that's a whole
my
other...
thoughts on it. Okay. National Mule Day. You know, we've got to go down to
Bishop.
Bishop for for mule days down there.
I understand.
And maybe too.
Well,
late
we've had some of those outbackers from the North State that talk about that they were total mule people, and one of the gals that was part of that said that once you have a mule, you don't go back. Yeah. So her life changed so much that they actually sold their home, they bought a ranch, now they're part of this mule association. But when you go to Mule Days in Bishop, I think it goes on for a week, and I'm not sure what month it is. I think it's in May. Anyway.
It's during Memorial Day week.
Okay, yeah. So they say that it costs so much, it's almost like Sturgis. You know, it costs so much to go and stay that you got to go into a campground some way away to even actually go there. And don't buy a mule, you know, because they're probably 20,000, 30,000, you know. But not
you become an expert on mules.
No, but we...
The cost has gone up there because everybody goes,
right.
So you can't get a room.
Right.
So unless you can bring your own room with you.
And no, I do like mules. I mean, we...
I like mules.
I never experienced that until we went up into the wilderness. We went with a friend of ours. In fact, we saw him not too long ago. Many of you know Dick Morris of the Morris family up in Weaverville. And went. I've gone twice up into the Trinity Alps. Packing up there, and we went up after I did a concert at the Cascade. This has been I think 2009. Carl and I and our friend and a friend of ours who helped produce that show, and Dick, the four of us went up, and they were, and Dick had like, are there six? Did he have six? How many horses? How many mules? I'm still confused. But we packed up in there, and I mean, let me just go off with my story this morning. So
you had
we packed
three horses,
up in there. Okay.
You had three horses and four mules.
All right.
One
so,
of which was a riding mule. So three of the mules were packed.
So we go up and, you know, we'd find a place. And this was his string of, and they could not be apart. So whenever you would do a day ride, you had to.
We'd all go.
You'd have to pull the other one or lead the other one.
No. Sometimes you wouldn't even have to do that. They would just follow.
Follow.
They'd just follow. Most of the time they just follow.
Oh, my gosh.
No,
so
where
beautiful.
One goes, we all go was the thing. And one day they were missing. They usually came running in. I mean running in at like 4 o'clock, right on the time. And one day they weren't there. And so Dick was getting a little concerned of where they were. And at 4:15, you could hear them. Braying as they were coming in at a full gallop, all of them, because they knew they were running late.
Oh, yeah. It was dusk.
That's when he put in the, it was probably later than that. That's when he put the corn out in the feed bags. And here they'd come roaring in. So they've been out just having a good time that day. Anyway, National Mule Day in Bishop, if you want to go, which I understand from talking to people, it's just a hoot. The it may be too late to get rooms.
I think it probably is.
If you believe that.
Okay, now that we went off on that, 47 degrees currently. Looks like we're going to have mostly sunny today with a high of 69. Oh, my gosh, I think this is the first day that I am wearing socks and boots. I just feel it, you know. Overnight lows of 46. Tomorrow, 74. And partly cloudy. Friday, partly sunny with a high of 71. Mostly sunny on Saturday, 75. And on a beautiful Sunday, 78. We look, there may be chance of showers on Sunday night after 11. And as we progress through the week, through, over the weekend and the next day, meaning Monday, it looks like 73 as well. But you know how that is. I don't like to read too far out in advance because things change. But this rest of the week looks absolutely beautiful. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, our friends in Anderson, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Always here to serve you, Shasta Gas Propane. Now, this is interesting because I know we just traveled. I think the epitome of true love is when you're traveling on a really long flight and you sit in the middle seat because you want to be close to your man. Now, I don't know. I mean, there are opposites because I know when my mom wants the aisle seat, my dad will sit in the middle seat.
Because he loves your mom.
Because he loves my mom, and you don't really hear that too often with the reversal. But I grew up that way because I was equally raised by my mom and dad. So I think that's cool. Window or aisle. Many travelers prefer the window seat on flights for the aerial view and to avoid the awkwardness of accidental arm grazing. Others love the aisle seat for its easy access to the lavatory. Whichever you prefer, one thing's for sure, the middle seat is indisputably the least desirable spot. And one major airline is aware of this fact and just introduced, woohoo, a lottery for passengers to win money for simply sitting in the middle seat.
There was a woman. Okay, go on. Finish that.
I don't know which airline it is, but I'm going to look that up a little bit further. But I think I would probably choose that airline.
Yeah. Okay. If you volunteer to take the middle seat, we're going to give you a free Wi-Fi. We're going to give you a $25 in cash for that, for your inconvenience. And you should say, you should pay me $25 an hour.
It's actually Virgin Australia.
Oh, of course. Oh, can you imagine having to sit in the middle seat
for 14 hours? You know what? I have the long flights. I don't know. I mean, at this point, you know, when you're younger, and I think truly it's interesting because years ago, and it ages me, so whatever. We did a lot of traveling. I did a lot of my traveling in my 20s, which would have been the 80s and the early 90s.
You had more room in the plane.
There was more room, it was like a big deal, you know. I mean, you can hardly cross your legs now.
You weighed 100 pounds.
Well, it doesn't matter. I mean, I'm almost 5 foot 8.
Yeah.
So imagine somebody 6 foot tall. I mean, you can hardly cross your legs in the plane.
Hello. Now, there's a woman who just sued, I think it's American Airlines, because they put her in between two very large people.
Yeah.
And there she said, there I was in the middle of this flight. I had to put the armrest. I had to put them up because they were on me like that.
Ooh.
And no matter what they tried to do, she said, I was constantly being assaulted from one side or the other for the whole time. And she took photos on it.
Jeez.
And she said, you know what? That's not fair.
Well, okay, here's that touchy subject.
Yeah.
I mean, is it... You know,
you can't discriminate,
but should there be a section for those people who are over, they could be just oversized. That could be tall. And then for people who aren't taller or aren't larger, they're going to feel discriminated against because why do they get the more luxurious seats? But, I think that probably in the future, we just have to look at the Americans are larger. We just spent time in Italy 2 weeks. We did not see that, right?
See what?
Larger people.
Oh, I know what you mean. Yeah, heavy people.
Well,
you didn't see them. Part of it could be is because they walk everywhere. That could be part of it.
And I'm curious if people don't.
They eat a different diet. I mean, when you go to a lot of these towns, they don't have. Their fast food is panini, you know, handmade panini.
But I'm curious is if there are people, do you know anybody? I'd be curious to know. Call in if you want. Do you know people who don't fly because they're paranoid about their size? They just won't get on a plane.
John Madden wouldn't get on a plane. It's just because he wouldn't get on planes. And so he'd take trains or he had a special bus that would take him from game to game. It's cool. Hey, did you get a good night's sleep last night? I did. And I always get a good night's sleep. One of the things that sleep does for me, I can escape. No.
Well, it is escapism.
Not my dreams.
All right.
No, I'm kidding.
There's a
little. It gives you a chance to relax and recharge and revitalize. So a good night's sleep is so worth it. When we hooked up with Sleep Number, I'd heard of Sleep Number before, and okay, there's a commercial, yeah. Well, we got our bed, and it was incredibly effective for good sleep.
It is effective. It truly is
effective.
And then
we got our second bed, an upgrade to the 360 smart bed, mm-hmm. and it's incredibly effective. My Sleep Number setting, I can go up and down. So I pulled a muscle in my lower right back. And when I lay down on that, I can raise the mattress up a little bit, raise my head up a little bit. Totally takes any pressure off.
Mm-hmm.
So I can sleep like that. So my Sleep Number setting last night was 50.
Yes,
and usually run around 70.
I set mine down to 30 last night. I had a really physically active day, and so I think when my muscles are on the sore side, and you know the time is changing, our bodies are kind of feeling acclimating to where fall is coming in. I set mine down lower, and it was really great. I'm feeling refreshed and ready to go this morning, and. Check out the Sleep Number over by the Target Shopping Center where you can actually go to the sleep expert that will help you with the size of pillow, what kind of bed you could possibly want. Fall is here. Winter is coming. Great Christmas present for yourself.
Why choose better quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because to be your best every day, you need proven quality sleep every night. And now, don't miss Sleep Number's special introductory offer on the new Climate 360 Smart Bed. Only at our Sleep Number store at sleepnumber.com.
A new voice for Anderson City Council. Amarjeet Singh will listen to you at town hall meetings. He supports Anderson Police Department and the Anderson Teen Center. Amarjeet Singh, Anderson City Council. This ad paperwork by Singh for Anderson City Council.
Hello, Shasta County. Chris Kellstrom here once again. I'm running for District Vice Supervisor, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. I'm not a career politician, nor do I plan on ever becoming one. I am a common-sense Shasta County native who has over 40 years of customer service experience and a background in business management. I know how to get things done and treat people fairly. I will admit I lack political experience, but I consider that a good thing in this day and age of career politicians. The current man in the White House has decades of political experience, as do many of our so-called leaders in this state. Personally, I prefer common sense over political experience, and that's what I bring to the table. We have enough career politicians in this world, and I think serving in county politics should be one civic duty, not a career path or stepping stone to higher political office. I will push for term limits for the Board of Supervisors, and I'll refuse the retirement package on day one to prove my intentions. I believe we will get more done if a supervisor has only one or two terms in office instead of 20 years of empty promises. A vote for Chris Kellstrom is a vote for term limits. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
Hello, this is Nadine Bailey, and one of my favorite quotes is policy, not politics. I've spent my life working on policy issues like forestry, water, and private property rights. That's why I support Kevin Cry. We need someone that understands that private property rights are not about who your friends are. I know this because I have friends on both sides of this issue. We need a strong leader who will stand up for property owners. Because next time it might not be a well-funded property owner that can afford to hire an attorney. Next time it might be your small business that government comes after. Please vote for Kevin Cry for supervisor.
I am Kevin Cry, and as your District 1 supervisor, I commit to being open and will always take responsibility for my decisions. When my opponent voted to take away the property rights of our local tribe, it threatens all property owners' rights. Shasta County deserves to have a leader that will put all people first. This November 8th, vote Kevin Cry. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Kevin Cry, Shasta County Supervisor, District 1.
Remember when filling up the gas tank didn't cost an arm and a leg? Me too.
Assemblywoman Megan Daly.
That's why I support suspending the gas tax to provide immediate relief from high gas prices and put money back in the pockets of working families.
Megan is focused on real-life issues impacting families, reducing the high cost of living, making items like food, gas, and diapers less expensive.
And like you, I'm tired of the wildfires and smoke that plague our region.
That's why Assemblywoman Megan Daly led efforts to improve forest management, put more firefighters on the front lines, and secured millions to help fire victims and communities recover. Megan's good work has earned her the endorsements of the California Professional Firefighters and California Correctional Peace Officers Associations.
California has to do better. That's why I'm fighting to fix the policies that have failed us all. Let's get California back on track and be sure to turn in your ballot.
Megan Daly for Assembly.
Paid for by Megan Daly for Assembly 2022.
My name is John Rieger, and I am voting to re-elect Michael Tequisto to Reading City Council. It's not often that a public servant seeks to put the interest of the citizens of Reading ahead of themselves. As a retired law enforcement officer and veteran, I can tell you that Michael does just that. He has common sense solutions to the many problems that are facing our community. Please join my friends and family in supporting Michael Tequisto in his re-election for Reading City Council.
Paid for by the committee to re-elect Michael Tequisto to Reading City Council 2022.
Have you just received your Starlink? Congratulations! Do you need help installing it? Look no further than your local satellite professionals. That's right, BT Satellite. Call Doug and the whole team to set up your Starlink with the same customer service you've come to know. BT Satellite will set up your Starlink and work with you to make the experience a pleasure for you. Call today and set up your time to install the new Starlink. You know, don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474. That's BT Satellite, 241-3474.
A new voice for Anderson City Council. Amarjeet Singh will listen to you at town hall meetings. He supports Anderson Police Department and the Anderson Teen Center. Amarjeet Singh, Anderson City Council. This ad paperwork by Singh for Anderson City Council.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM at 1326 Marcus Street. If you drive by, you can look into our studios as we look out on our window in the world, and you can honk and we'll wave and then they'll flash you. Today is the 26th.
I can't even believe you said
what,
that.
Did I just say that?
I'll splash a smile.
A flash of smile. That's, there we you go. Know what? That's what I was talking
thank
about.
You.
This portion of the show brought to you by BNT Satellite. You know, BNT Satellite is Reading's local dish premier retailer. Don't call the 800 number, my friends. No. Call Doug Tooley. He has all types of great deals that you'll love. Give him a call at 530-241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call BNT Satellite. Doug Tooley, a better-known business. Okay, there's trouble. There's trouble right there in Shasta Lake City. And I mean trouble spelled county clerk. Okay, here's what happened. Dolores Lucero called the other day and said, they've left off somebody, but they've left somebody off the ballot. And I said, okay, that sounds kind of serious. But then they made the announcement, because I saw it, is that they would take the thought, there's three spots on the ballot. Somebody, because of Matt Doyle, moved out of Shasta Lake City, city of Shasta Lake. So they have to replace him. Okay. She said that name was left off the ballot. And I said, okay, but they had decided that they would take the top three vote getters out of the six that are running. And then that, you know, you would just go, you know, the top three would just be seated. And she said, that's not fair. The person's name, you know, but it is, it, to me, it is fair. However, it shows you that I was wrong.
Mm.
Along with everybody else, it just made sense. So what Kathy Darlin Allen did was said, came down, the Shasta County Clerk, Register of Voters said, this is not going to work. They could, they may have to call a special election for that third seat. And, instead of just putting it on this one. So what does that mean? Initially, the city council told it could appoint someone to finish Doyle's term. The appointment would be the third vote getter. See, that to me makes sense. Why not? They got the third largest amount of votes, so they just appoint them. No, Kathy Darlin Allen came to the meeting and said there was some confusion whether the term could be appointed according to the election code. It can't. So the Shasta County clerk, Kathy Darlin Allen, really stepped into it. This isn't the first time that there's been mistakes on those ballots, ballots going out late, ballots going in a different direction. In this case, if they have to have a special election, it cost them $80,000. Mm. $80,000. So who should pay for this? Well, I don't think the city of Shasta Lake should pay. It wasn't their fault. It was the county's fault. So, I mean, let's just think about it. And you get right down to it. It was the county clerk's fault. So, so why don't they do this? This is not the first time that the county clerk's office has done something incorrectly. She's been on the show, in fact, so you know this is incorrect.
And she's owned it.
She's owned it. But here's the difference. It keeps happening. This is a lack of, this is a lack of attention to detail. Who's the ones that look at this? You know what? You put together the ballot. This is their damn job. Put together the ballot. Then it goes through three sets of eyes. It's got to. You know, we're printing out programs for the Marine Corps Ball. We misspelled, believe it or not, chaplain.
Oh, boy.
I missed it the first time. The printer missed it, and he sent it back. Mike Gutierrez said, spelt chaplain wrong.
Thank you.
Yep.
Three eyes.
That's it. That's why you have three sets.
Or three sets of eyes.
Three sets of eyes. Now, they could have four sets of eyes. I don't know. But what they did was they missed it. So now it's going to cost the city of Shasta Lake, consternation, but $80,000. So who should pay for this? Obviously not the city of Shasta Lake. It should be the office of the clerk. Yes. What you do is you deduct $82,000 from everybody that works in the clerk's office, you know, till you get that $82,000. And maybe next time something will be, maybe they'll pay more attention next time.
I disagree with that.
Oh, no, I think you should punish all of them let Kathy Darlin Allen pay for it.
I disagree with that.
Why?
I think there's human error.
But it's not the first time.
Well, it's
there's no,
how
no,
many
it's
times in a matter
times.
Of 10 or 15 years?
I don't know.
We're on the air, so we kind of watch these things. But from what I understand, in the 15 or 13 years that we've been here, there's maybe in that period of time.
Well, it's enough so I can
maybe
remember.
Maybe one or two.
No, there was, they sent out ballots to the wrong areas this time, too.
Well, in the headlines today.
Now,
okay.
Wait a minute. I am not finished with this because we have somebody that's calling to make a comment on it. Dolores, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. I'm glad you brought that up. See, why I've been saying how important to know what's going on in the city of Shasta Lake. And just to make some correction there, what you said, I did not say they kept me off the ballot or anybody.
I didn't say that they'd taken you off the ballot.
No, I know, but I'm just saying the error I was not on the website of the election department on the, you know, as when you go on there to see who's qualified.
Okay.
My name is not on, it was left out. But I did say that there was two seats vacancy, but they only had two on the ballot. When there was three,
right.
So that's where the state.
No, no, that's the error. They left a name off, and it's going to, and now they're going to have to call a special election instead of just taking the person with the third largest amount of votes and just appointing them. This is the city of Shasta Lake. This isn't San Francisco. This isn't even Redding. I mean, come on. If, you know, that to me makes sense. That to me makes sense.
And I think it should not be the whole staff paid for it, $80,000 and Kathy Darling. I think it should be Kathy because she's the one who is in charge. She's been there more than 16 years, so it's her responsibility. She owned it, by saying she made the mistake, but she needs to also own it by paying for it, not her staff. It's her responsibility.
Well, I was being facetious about the staff paying for it.
Yeah.
Anyway, but there's got to be something on this. It's $82,000. Okay, really in a $455 million budget, that's an afterthought. But that's not the point. The point is that you're paid to do a certain job, like the lawyer for the city who screws up the land deal, which caused us having to go to court and all that. So what happened to him?
People make mistakes. I mean, we're dealing with human error. Okay, thanks. So when we come back, we're going to talk about something that's happening.
Wait a minute.
We do have to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about something that's happening internationally. Excuse me. On a national level about voting machines.
Okay.
And that really does coincide with what we were just talking about. But I think we have to understand people try hard to do their jobs. Sometimes human error happens. You just got through saying that happened with your program. It does happen.
But here's the difference. There is human error, but then it goes to a system to check it. This is a pretty important document. It only comes out once every other year. So, somebody sitting there looking at it, not just one person. It's not just one person. There's got to be a series of people in there. So either they did not understand it, and if that's the case, they were not trained in it, or does Kathy Darling Allen look at each one of these before they're printed? And if it was, then, I'm sorry. Well, okay, I'm sorry, but, this is not the first time it's happened. Maybe not something as egregious as this, but still, I mean, I understand, and I'm not, she does a good job, but what happens, what's the aftermath of this to say, don't do that again?
Let's take a break.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is local. They've been around for 15 years now, and since the day they opened, they've been moving local dreams forward. Four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Redding, one down in Anderson. We do banking with Cornerstone Community Bank because they are very business-friendly and just friendly people. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
I'm Max Steiner, the Democratic candidate for Congress here in CD1. I am a combat veteran and a political moderate. I am pro-timber, pro-gun, pro-choice, and pro-America. I am not a typical woke Democrat, and I am not a career politician. My legislative priorities as your representative would cut across party lines. We need to protect the fundamentals of our democracy. We must reduce fire risk by thinning our forests, strengthening the timber industry, and hiring more firefighters. We need to build more dams to reduce the impacts of climate change. We should codify Roe v. Wade into law. Finally, we must ensure security abroad with a strong military and security at home with strong police forces. We need to make big changes in Washington. If we keep voting for the incumbents, nothing will ever change. We need politicians who will put principles over party, politicians who will say no to the far left and the far right. We need politicians who will truly put America first. In November, I would be honored to earn your vote.
I'm Max Steiner, and I approve this ad paid for by Max Steiner for Congress. 30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hey Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here again, your candidate for District 5 Supervisor. On the campaign trail, a lot of the complaints I hear seem to surround some of our county code enforcement and health department. I believe we have some great people working for our county enforcing our codes and rules, but I would like to see some of those departments to redirect their focus a bit. When we have transient camps full of filth, waste, and drug paraphernalia, I would encourage our health department to concentrate on those areas rather than the small business owners or volunteers who are already doing their best to comply with our codes and ordinances. When there are large-scale marijuana grows being conducted in our county by non-county residents and even some out-of-country growers, we need code enforcement to concentrate on the pesticides and fertilizers that are contaminating our environment rather than the unpermitted carport or the above-ground pool that isn't up to code. Shasta County is a great place to live, raise a family, and retire to, but we do have some problems. I would like to use some of our great people and county assets to help solve those problems and lessen the burden on our law-abiding citizens. I'm Chris Kellstrom, and I would be honored to earn your vote. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
Hi, I'm Shasta County Sheriff Michael Johnson. I'm coming to you today as a concerned citizen for our county. What we need in our county is experienced people who have the best interests of all the citizens of this county, who will represent us in a fair and equal way and know the business that's the most important to move this county forward. Will you join me this November 8th in voting for Aaron Reznor for District 1 Shasta County Supervisor?
Paid for by the committee to elect Aaron Reznor, Shasta County Supervisor, District 1.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street, Blade and Barrel, thank you, Redding Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock, community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Redding. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
I want to turn the whole thing upside down.
And good morning.
Welcome back.
Let's go right into the sponsor, Love, and then we're going to go into voting machines on a national level. Crackmaster Windshield and Repair, Jeff Wurst, owner, veteran-owned business, located at 3208 South Market Street, you know, right across from, right around in the, across from the Sweeties area. We'll fix your cracks and your chips on your windshield. And again, we talked about this yesterday, that we are going into hot and cold, you know, back and forth. So this is when your windshield expands contracts, and this is where the chips and the cracks could definitely crawl. You don't want to have that happen when you're en route to go visit a family at Thanksgiving. That happened to us. So anyway, let's go there. Voting machines. Two counties in the western battleground of states of Arizona and Nevada are moving forward with plans to hand count ballots in this year's consequential midterm elections. A sign of the deep distrust of electronic vote tallying machines in some pockets of the country. Officials in the two communities still plan to use machines for the tallies, but experts worry the additional hand counts could result in two different totals and can further undermine public trust in elections. Critics also say hand counting thousands of ballots is not likely to produce accurate results. I don't know why. Meanwhile, local election workers...
Why wouldn't it?
I'm just saying this. Meanwhile, local election workers are leaving their posts in droves due to continued threats and harassments as the November midterms draw closer due to continued threats and harassment. In some places, the exodus has opened the door to election deniers seeking roles in county election offices.
Oh, okay.
Offices.
This comes from CNN.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. CNN, who is, I'm surprised it's even still putting things on the web, because they have no viewership and they're firing their people as fast as they can. But and the whole thing is this. What the vast majority of this country agrees that we should have ID when we vote that shows who you are. The vast majority, well over 770, over, well over 70%, say that, any poll. And now, you know, and now it's being, you know, everybody, we're being forced in California. Oh, we're just going to mail them all out. So if that's going to happen, fine. But then let's just take it down to the polls. You know, and you drop it off. You and I go down on voting day, and we fill out our ballot before then, and then we take it down, and then we can push it into the machine, hear it burp contentedly, and we're on our way. Rob, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning. What's on your mind?
Oh, you were talking about this ballot mix up up in Shasta Lake, and I think you're both a little bit right. Obviously, there's always going to be some kind of human error, but the problem is that human error that is not disciplined is then learned.
There you
it's
go.
Learned that it's okay to make mistakes and no big deal. When you're talking about taxpayer money here, you're not talking about their own personal finances. It's one thing if you're a business owner and somebody that employs you makes a mistake. There are ways to deal with that, but when you're talking about taxpayer money, if we don't discipline them on some level, and I don't know what, but there has to be some sort of discipline, or else the behavior promulgates.
How about a letter from the board of supervisors saying, "Hey, look, you know, this performance. And see, she's an elected official, so they can't remove her, and nor should they. Nor should they. I don't think they should at all. But there should be something. That's, you know. But you're right. If you can keep doing this and nothing happens, then it starts. Well, what happens next?
Well, yeah, and Carl, I'm sure you remember, just in the vein of consistency, which right, legal things and discipline needs to be consistent right across the board.
Yes.
Well, I'm sure you remember, Carl, about what was it? It had to have been over 20 years ago now.
Well, then I don't remember it. unless it's national.
When I mention it,
yeah.
The military day down in the Bay Area, one of the battleships ran into the bridge.
Uh-huh.
And every person on that ship was docked pay. From the captain on down, every single person paid for that mistake. Even though, you know, the people on deck, the guy swabbing the deck, I mean, he has no control over the boat. Still, everybody paid for that mistake. I did not
hear that. I know that as soon as the micro instant that ship touched the bridge, the captain's career and all the officers around him were ended that microsecond. Mm. I didn't know yeah. that they had all been fined. So anyway, but you're right. You know what?
There has to be some kind of a
letter of caution, a letter of, you know what, you can't keep doing this. Did the city attorney, who also fell on his sword and said, yeah, I made a mistake here. So, okay. Was there a letter of caution written by the city council? No, nothing. And I don't understand that. In business, you're held to it. You make a mistake, you end up maybe paying money. But when you work for the government, it's kind of like go Minnesai. I'm sorry, move on.
Yeah,
okay,
part of the problem. They don't care. They don't care about the money of ours that they do.
No, of course not. They still get paid every 2 weeks. Okay, Rob, thanks a lot.
Thanks for the show, you guys.
Yep, you bet. Hey, Jeremy, hang on to the break. Over. No, you know what, Jeremy, what you got?
Yeah, Carl, what I was thinking about is there's a lot of talk in places like CNN about the count, and they're focusing on recounts and saying, well, we did this recount, we did that recount, and things look pretty square. But, you know, the problem with the count is not necessarily the count. It's what goes into the count. How is that sausage made? And there's two critical problems that we don't seem to be acknowledging as a society. And one of them, I know from personal experience growing up in Seattle, is that the voter's registration at the precinct level is not corrected. So I moved out of Seattle in 2000, roughly, and every year after that, my name is still on the precinct. My dad verified, and it was voted on, along with my five siblings. So that means there was a signature on the line saying that Jeremy, blah, blah, blah,
yeah.
voted at that location. And so that means that was a stolen vote, a verifiable stolen vote. And so there's no reconciliation between precinct-level registration list and the state registration list.
Well,
that's the first problem.
What I heard is,
yeah,
well, no, and this is true, that at the there is a voter's registration book that's sitting there. In Shasta County, they kind of keep it, I don't know, with the election workers there. In some precincts in Southern California, they put those names out, and it's very easy to see who hasn't voted. So all of a sudden, 50, 60, 70 people show up, look at those pieces of paper, and sign. Now, supposedly it runs through a machine that checks the signatures against the given signatures, and if it wasn't them, it's supposed to send the letter back. But, you know, how well do those machines work? That's the thing. Okay, what was your final thought?
Yeah, so, okay, so the final thought, you know, and one more thing on that real quick is, you know, Tom Fitton at Judicial Watch, he successfully sued L.A. County back in 2020, and they had to correct the voter roll then. I don't know that it's actually
Well, it should be corrected every year. They should just clean it. Just clean it.
And it's not, and that's the issue.
No. Yeah.
So the final thought is, well, hell, that was good enough.
Okay, good enough. All right, thanks a lot for the phone call, buddy. It was a good point. Okay, we're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Mike Huber and Estate Granite. He's been doing this business for a couple of decades. Mike is a true artist when it comes to working with marble, granite, slate. Taking your ideas, your concept, your vision of what your kitchen, bathroom, room, outdoors, what you want it to look like, your office, what do you want it to look like, and he can bring it to life. That's right. He works by appointments only. He's very busy. Give him a call at 530-241-STONE or learn more at estategranite.com. It's a veteran-owned business. We'll be right back.
Now here you go again. You say you want your freedom. Well, who am I to keep you down?
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Hi, I'm Jack Munz, candidate for Reading City Council. It's time we make Reading a stronger and safer city. Born and raised in Reading, I spent 21 years in law enforcement and city government. I have seen firsthand the effects of crime, homelessness on families, and city government. This experience uniquely qualifies me to help serve our city to become a place where we are not overrun by crime, homelessness, and poor economic conditions. I'm Jack Munz, a husband and a father of two teenagers. I desire to serve our city and community in order to create the environment we need to raise our families in peace and prosperity. In order for this to happen, it requires us to make tough but necessary decisions for the betterment of Reading. I'm Jack Munz, and now is the time to take action to see Reading be a model of practical and effective change to those around us. Join me and vote on November 8th, and let us take the next step towards a stronger and safer city. Again, I'm Jack Munz, and would love your vote for Reading City Council.
I'm Jack Munz, and this ad was paid for by Jack Munz for Reading City Council.
Wind River Resort and Casino with Primal Fighting Championship presents Fight Night.
Caged Inferno.
Extreme mixed martial arts cage fighting on Saturday, July 16th.
It's in the cage. Full contact fighting.
tickets start at $35 plus fees. This intense action-packed event sells out. Call 1-800-280-UWIN to reserve a room in our hotel and purchase tickets. Download the Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. MMA fighting is heating up with Fight Night. Cage Inferno. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here again. I am running for District 5 Supervisor, and I'd be honored to earn your vote. District 5 includes Anderson, Cottonwood, Shingletown, and now Happy Valley. The one thing all these areas have in common is water issues, or better yet, the lack of water. The ACID canal is empty for the first time ever, and this has caused an environmental nightmare for the South County. Wells are going dry, ponds and creeks are drying up, fields and pastures have been destroyed. Happy Valley has been facing water shortages and severe cutbacks for a few years now. And in Shingletown, Grace and Nora Lakes have been drained, plus their water storage project has been held up over government red tape and regulations. Mark Twain once said, whiskey is for drinking and water is for fighting over. Shasta County needs a fighter who will fight for the people and stand between the citizens and government overreach and red tape regulations. Water is the lifeblood of the earth, and I will fight for that lifeblood for Shasta County. I'm Chris Kellstrom, and I would be honored to earn your vote. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
Yeah,
Carl and Linda Bach. 7:53 in the morning here on Wednesday the 26th. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Linda's favorite place to drop a check. a great supply, or a super choice of jewelry. A very fair price. They have great prices there, and it's really fine jewelry. Anything from estate jewelry, Native American, to specially designed. Get your watches repaired there, batteries replaced. You can get it all there. It's the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. Okay, so let's just talk about the two things real quick. A Pew Research Center poll revealed that nearly all Americans are concerned about the rise of the cost of food and consumer goods due to inflation. Conducted last week, the poll showed that 73% of America was very concerned and 22% are somewhat concerned about the rise in prices, while a combined 93% are very or somewhat concerned about the rise in gasoline. Another 87% were similarly concerned about the rise in housing, and 70% were concerned about how the stock market is doing. this is not good news for the Democrats, because the oil crisis, the cost of oil and gas, you know, the Democrats can try to blame it on the Ukraine, but that's absolutely they may have had a partial part of this. The fact that President Biden begged the Saudis not to make the cuts until after the midterm. How embarrassing is that? And instead of cutting 1 million barrels a day, they cut 2 million. Yeah, a little slap in the face to the man that called him that he was going to isolate him. They were a terrorist society. Yeah, then you have to go and ask him for oil. Anyway, when you have that many, people talk about it. I mean, it comes up at parties, at dinner parties. Somebody said he's got two sons, himself and his wife, and he drives through a fast food place.
Three sons, two at home, I think. Yeah.
Okay. But when they're all 90-something dollars to drive through a burger place or a burrito place, 90-something dollars to feed the four or five of them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah.
I mean, this is
that kind of happens. We always think of maybe it's a $20. $20.
I know. Well, you would think, okay.
Well, like when we go through In and Out,
the four of you, you would think $10 a piece.
Yeah. When
right?
we go through In and Out, it's $13, right? When we have a cheese like a number three, it's like $13 or $14.
Yeah.
So we're eating under $20, and I love In and Out because I think that's the cleanest burger around. Sorry, guys, that's just my thought.
But the point is mm-hmm. that people are concerned about this.
Yes.
You can spend $90 for just one bag of groceries. $90.
Right.
Try to get out of Costco.
So it's three. Is the magic number 300?
Yeah. And one day we walked out of there with like 190. And I did a handstand and walked out on my hands, and people were cheering me, under 200, these sparklers were going off, they were shooting these little things of confetti in the air. Yay! I was carried out on the shoulders of other shoppers.
Yeah. All right.
That's
so today's number,
is.
Okay. Speaking of food, we have two things I want to cover here. You may want to go back and look in your freezer if you are somebody who buys meat or sausages and that kind of thing and then freezes them. Because today's number is 7,560, and that's how many pounds of sausage produced by Bob Evans Farms has been recalled due to possible contamination. Bob Evans Italian sausage was recalled after some consumers reported finding small pieces of thin blue rubber in the product. Well, you know, I'm sure if they're handling it, it could happen, with your gloves and that kind of thing. So the USDA,
that's okay,
has
right?
recommended that customers should not consume the sausage if it has a use-by date of 11/26/22. So if you go look and see if you got any Bob Evans Farm sausage.
When I was working in, I put myself through school working in slaughterhouses because, for Swift. And one day down in the Bologna area, the guy cut off.
Do we want to hear this?
Yeah, he cut off the finger. And
oh God.
They had to throw out everything because they couldn't find the finger. So
I think my gag reflexes are full.
Okay. Well, they found the
right
finger.
Right now.
They found the finger.
Ah!
But they still had to.
Stop it!
They still had to throw away all the,
God.
I don't know, 200 pounds
Gross.
Of bologna because they weren't sure where it was at first.
And stop your cooking this morning,
so
folks.
What they did was they took the finger and they put it in the.
Please!
In a desk drawer.
Are we done?
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
It was really funny, kind of. I mean, it wasn't funny.
Very Halloween, but I'm not ready for it. It makes me gag. Okay. Here's today's quote. Unfortunately, we are working with our outside partner to add into our curriculum gun safety of all things. This is from the St. Louis Public School Superintendent, Dr. Kelvin Adams, on adding gun safety to the system's curriculum after a gunman killed two people and wounded several others in a school shooting Monday. Not just reading, writing, and arithmetic, but reading, writing, arithmetic, and gun safety. Adams said the 19-year-old gunman graduated from this particular school last year, returned Monday with an AR-15-style rifle with over 600 rounds of ammunition and more than a dozen high-capacity magazines. He died at the hospital after a gun battle with officers. So, when we think about America, I mean, we do know that, oh my gosh, it's time to go. Other countries are experiencing this as well. We've had this in other countries that this is
shootings, knifings.
Yes.
In fact, we're the district attorney of Shasta County, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, is joined us. I want to ask her specifically about violent crime, because it appears to be a surge in violent crime in the United States. It's gotten here to Shasta County. We'll be right back after the news with Shasta County District Attorney Stephanie Bridget.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
They are hitting the campaign trail hard. The candidates heading down the home stretch to Election Day. Several key debates last evening, including in Pennsylvania, where Republican Mehmet Oz and Democrat John Fetterman are vying for a U.S. Senate seat. Fetterman taking heat for his fracking flip-flop, which was highlighted during last night's showdown.
You're saying tonight that you support fracking, that you've always supported fracking, but there is that 2018 interview that you said, quote, I don't support fracking at all. So how do you square the two?
I do support fracking, and I support fracking, and I stand, and I do support fracking.
Fetterman, who suffered a stroke, did appear to have problems expressing himself at times. For his part, Dr. Oz says it's time to change the tone of the national debate.
Washington keeps getting it wrong with extreme positions. I want to bring civility, balance, all the things that you want to see, because you've been telling it to me on the campaign trail. And by doing that, we can bring us together in a way that has not been done of late.
The crucial midterms now just 13 days away. Ratcheting up tensions with the West, Russian President Putin overseeing drills involving his country's strategic nuclear forces.
Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu says the drills are intended to simulate a massive nuclear strike by Russia in retaliation for a nuclear attack on Russia. As a part of the exercise, Tu-95 bombers also launched cruise missiles at practice targets.
And that's correspondent Charles Deledesma. Stocks are mixed on Wall Street right now. The Dow is up 231 points, while the NASDAQ Composite Index trading 75 points lower, and the S&P 500 Index up by 6 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Charlie Dombeck here from Key City Capital. As a practicing CPA for nearly 30 years, I have found that 80% of your ability to grow your wealth is dependent upon two factors, taxes and investment performance. At Key City Capital, we improve investment performance by diversifying capital into off-market investment opportunities in passive rental real estate and alternatives like asset-backed lending. We recover dollars that clients unnecessarily pay in the form of income taxes, creating a lifetime annuity of savings. We are a sponsor of passive, affordable single and multifamily residential rental investments, which are located in Sunbelt landlord-friendly states. These investments are the top choices in a rising interest rate and inflationary environment. They represent a store of value, protecting your capital from market volatility. Learn how we at Key City Capital can help you ultimately grow your wealth rapidly. Connect with me at keycitycapital.com or give me a call at 817-912-1569.
A high-level meeting of three allies on the Korean Peninsula.
For months, the U.S., South Korea, and Japan have been warning that the North is ready to conduct its seventh nuclear test and promising they'll respond with force never seen before. What this response will be, they won't say. But this meeting was their chance to send a warning to North Korea that a test won't be tolerated. Though privately, officials admit their options to punish North Korea are limited, with both China and Russia expected to veto more sanctions at the UN.
The BBC's Jean McKenzie. The Chinese city of Shanghai starting to administer a COVID vaccine. It's delivered by an inhaler. It appears to be a world first. The vaccine, a mist taken through the mouth, being offered for free as a booster dose for previously vaccinated people. That according to an announcement on an official city social media account. News and analysis, townhall.com. It was not the big one, but it was unsettling nonetheless. 5.1 earthquake that shook Northern California the other day.
The quake rattled the San Francisco Bay Area just before noon, causing delays of some commuter trains, but no reports of major damage. The U.S. Geological Survey said the quake was centered 12 miles east of San Jose at a depth of about 4 miles. The area is hill country, about 40 miles southeast of downtown San Francisco. A 3.1 aftershock followed about 5 minutes later. Veteran California seismologist Lucy Jones told TV station KNTV that the quake happened on the Calaveras Fault, one of 8 major faults in the Bay Area. I'm Norman Hall.
Los Angeles police investigating whether a recording that captured city council members' racist remarks was made illegally. Disclosure of the recording earlier in the month, unleashing a citywide scandal weeks before Election Day. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Liam's at the helm there. It's National Mule Day. If you could get some appropriate mule sounds for later on in the show, Liam.
I'll find some.
Okay, thank you very much. That could be one of our breaks. Today is the 26th of October. Wednesday, 8:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by, as usual, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Great place. They're bringing in 23 doctors, residents, to be, it's going to be a teaching, hospital too. And it's, if you can get the doctors here and their families, and they're here for 3 years, a bunch of them are going to stay. So, hats off to Shasta Regional Medical Center. A bunch of them could stay. Let me put it that way. Okay. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, everybody. Here is the current update. 45 degrees outside right now. Looks like we're going to have mostly sunny today with a high of 69. Partly cloudy tonight, 46. Thursday, our highs will be around 74. Tomorrow night, that's Thursday, partly cloudy with overnight lows of 47. Friday, partly sunny, high of 71. Partly cloudy on Friday night, 46. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high of 75. And beautiful Sunday with warm and 78. The weather is brought to you by our friends over in Anderson with Shasta Gas Propane, where they give senior and veteran discounts at 365-3793.
A better-known business. Hey, we are here with Shasta County District Attorney Stephanie Bridget.
Good morning.
Congratulations on 2 extra years of job without having, you know, done anything special for it. Just was awarded.
I definitely wasn't part of that process.
No, I know. I'm just... So, can you explain, because it's not just you, but the sheriff.
Correct.
So, how did this come about?
Yes,
sir. Because I know people are kind of like... you know, they don't have a real problem with it, for, you know, but how did it happen?
Sure. So AB 759 was signed by the governor on September 29th. And what it did is it's a one time only, is to change the election cycle for statewide district attorneys and sheriffs to be on the presidential cycle instead of the governor cycle, with the idea that they're important positions in any community, and mm-hmm. that there is a higher voter interest and higher voter turnout in the presidential cycle, and right. therefore there would be more involvement in those two positions if they were moved to the presidential cycle. So the way it works is that myself and Sheriff Johnson will complete our term, our 4-year term, and then at that point we will get a second, an extra 2 years in order to align with the presidential cycle.
Okay. Well, that's, and it's true, you do get a lot more turnout during the presidential cycle.
You do.
But we can't do that with things like mayors and, not mayors, but city council and board of supervisors, because if it's every 4 years, then we're going to have a massive changeover.
Yeah,
those have got to be stepping. I mean, those have got to be kind of 2 here, 3 there,
yeah,
that kind of thing.
You can't do everything all at once.
At one time. But you're talking, yeah. Why not the county clerk?
So there is a provision in there so that if the Board of Supervisors did want to change some of the others, they could go through that process.
And they chose not to.
I mean, I haven't heard that they've taken any action on that.
I think it's too late. if they had to do it by a certain time.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, well, that's interesting. Okay, well, it makes sense. So, you know, trying to... And it's a one-time thing.
It's a one-time thing.
It gets everybody...
back up
shared.
And sink.
Yeah.
So because there's lots of people saying that the... especially the sheriffs have a lot of power. And that you'll see things like, oh, this sheriff did this and the sheriff did that. But every time there's an election, the sheriff wins. I'm not saying all the time, but, you know, most of the time.
The incumbent sheriff.
Yeah. And so this was one of the ways that's supposed to get it back, you know, bring more people in to vote.
Yeah, just get a bigger voter turnout so that they can...
I don't know if that makes any difference.
You know, there's a lot of opinions both ways. There's also, if you're on a presidential cycle, it can be a lot harder for local people running for election because so much of the advertisement and airtime is going to the presidential race, so it can be harder, I think, to a certain extent for local candidates to be heard.
Not necessarily in Northern California.
Yeah.
No, I'm
sure, but
you know, when you get into statewide races...
We're looking statewide.
Yeah, even when you get into statewide races, there's... there's a number of propositions that may roll through here.
Sure.
But for the, you know, I don't, they don't spend a lot of money up in Northern California on presidential races because they pretty much know which way we're going to go.
We typically do.
Yes. Now, on the other hand, I see some pretty fiercely competitive races right here. In Shasta County.
Yeah, definitely.
And, you know what? And, you know, Max Steiner is going to be on the show here soon. And Max is running an uphill battle because he's got that D behind his name.
Yeah.
Now, and no matter what he could, I mean, if he could, you know, if he walks across the Sundial or the Sacramento and not use the bridge, just walks across on top of the water, he'd have a tough time.
In Northern California,
But especially this year,
with
what's going on in the country, so
yeah, it'll be interesting to see this November election.
I'd like to address violent crime.
Okay,
a surge in violent crime in the United States. I mean a surge that is noticeable.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I've asked this question for 2 or 3 years to the police, to the sheriff, to you. It just seems to me, on anecdotal evidence, we're getting a little more violent out there, and those are things that we hear about. What's your take on this, DA?
Yeah, well, if we look at on the national level, we see a lot of defund law enforcement, open borders, a lot of that type of stuff, and then here in California, the softening of our criminal justice system. So you start seeing a combination of all of those three things, and it's a kind of a breeding ground that allows for violent crime to arise. So I think that is a big component of what we're seeing nationwide as far as an increase in violent crime. So here locally, I mean, I've been in the Shasta County DA's office for 20 years, and so I know it that we have more homicides and more attempt murders and stuff now than we did 20 years ago. So, yeah, I mean, I do feel like we have had an increase. Now, I don't think we are anywhere like other states and other counties. Yeah. Our county is definitely not at that level. We're still a very safe community to live in. But yeah, I mean, I think everywhere we've seen an increase over the last 5, 10, 15 years.
Would you say that a lot of the homicides or violent crimes against or homeless, the homeless fall into this?
I'm not trying to
blame the homeless. I'm just saying a lot of them are victims of crime.
It's a big variety. I mean, you have we have our homicides that are in a family where we have family members who are involved in violent crime and end up killing each other. We certainly have more now in the last 5 to 10 years of homicides related to, you know, large scale marijuana grows or just marijuana ripoff in general, where there's some type of confrontation and someone ends up being killed out there. We've got a couple pending homicide cases that are directly related to marijuana.
Drugs.
Well, specifically marijuana.
Specifically marijuana.
Yeah.
Because that's something else I wanted to talk to you about.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, a little, what I do is I, if there's things that I think are interesting that we need to talk about, you know, in full disclosure, I'll send, these are some of the topics I'd like to talk about. And because I, that allows the DA to have Brianna look the stuff up, or you look it up.
Yeah, look it up.
So we can talk about numbers like this. And I'm just, you know, we've been blessed that we've avoided some things, the mass shootings, these kind of things. But still, it just, yeah, knock on wood here. And, but the point is that, as heroin moved up here, as fentanyl moved up here.
Oh, we need to talk about that after the break. You've got some staggering numbers regarding things happening with the fentanyl. Staggering may not be the correct word, but the uptick, and we're going to talk about that with our listeners because they need to know about what to look out for this coming Halloween. Maxwell Insurance and in Financial brings us this segment coming up, helping families, seniors, and business owners since 1993 and veterans, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, for all of your insurance and financial needs. We'll be right back.
Here comes the sun, here comes the sun, and I say it's alright.
The Society of Animal Artists' 62nd Annual Art and Animal Exhibition is now at Turtle Bay Museum, featuring art in various media from artists around the world. Art and the Animal at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hey Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here again, your candidate for District 5 Supervisor. On the campaign trail, a lot of the complaints I hear seem to surround some of our county code enforcement and health department. I believe we have some great people working for our county enforcing our codes and rules, but I would like to see some of those departments to redirect their focus a bit. When we have transient camps full of filth, waste, and drug paraphernalia, I would encourage our health department to concentrate on those areas rather than the small business owners or volunteers who are already doing their best to comply with our codes and ordinances. When there are large-scale marijuana grows being conducted in our county by non-county residents and even some out-of-country growers, we need code enforcement to concentrate on the pesticides and fertilizers that are contaminating our environment rather than the unpermitted carport or the above-ground pool that isn't up to code. Shasta County is a great place to live, raise a family, and retire to, but we do have some problems. I would like to use some of our great people and county assets to help solve those problems and lessen the burden on our law-abiding citizens. I'm Chris Kellstrom, and I would be honored to earn your vote. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
I'm Max Steiner, the Democratic candidate for Congress here in CD1. I am a combat veteran and a political moderate. I am pro-timber, pro-gun, pro-choice, and pro-America. I am not a typical woke Democrat, and I am not a career politician. My legislative priorities as your representative would cut across party lines. We need to protect the fundamentals of our democracy. We must reduce fire risk by thinning our forests, strengthening the timber industry, and hiring more firefighters. We need to build more dams to reduce the impacts of climate change. We should codify Roe v. Wade into law. Finally, we must ensure security abroad with a strong military and security at home with strong police forces. We need to make big changes in Washington. If we keep voting for the incumbents, nothing will ever change. We need politicians who will put principles over party, politicians who will say no to the far left and the far right. We need politicians who will truly put America first. In November, I would be honored to earn your vote.
I'm Max Steiner, and I approve this ad paid for by Max Steiner for Congress.
Hi, this is Doug LaMalfa. If you've shopped for groceries or gassed up your car lately, you know that inflation is getting worse, not better. There is no reason why everything we buy these days needs to cost so much more than it did just 2 years ago. The Biden administration and the Pelosi Congress are wrecking our economy with their massive spending, their regulations, and tax increases. They've wasted our precious water, neglected our forest, and ruined our domestic energy industry, making us more dependent on expensive foreign oil. Their bureaucracy, their regulations, and mandates make everything cost more, crushing small business. I fight in Washington for families' needs, not some political agenda. To keep our water flowing and our crops growing, a federal government actually managing our forests to prevent devastating fires instead of watching them burn. To cut through the nonsense to help our families survive. I'm Doug LaMalfa. I approve this message, and with your support, I'll keep fighting for what's right. Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Shasta Regional Medical Center presents Magnificent Me at Turtle Bay Museum, now through January 29th. This highly interactive museum exhibition explores the science of the human body, great for all ages. Magnificent Me at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR.
Hey, Liam, you make great bump music. There you go.
Don't forget the mule. This portion. Good morning, everybody. Today, the 26th of October, 8:20 in the morning. It hasn't even broken 50 degrees yet.
Yeah, it's chilly in here, but we put the fan on, and we all have to bundle up here this morning because I don't know about you, but I can't stand stale air. What a beautiful month this October truly is.
This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the highest rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, the only area hospital with a Da Vinci Xi surgical robotic system, which means less invasive surgery, less pain, reduced risk, and faster recovery times. Only at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We're with Shasta County District Attorney Stephanie Bridget, and we're talking about violent crime and the surges of it. You've seen the DA in San Francisco was recalled.
Mm-hmm.
And all the assistant DAs, it appears, down in L.A., had a vote of no confidence for Gascon, yet he made it through the recall. And you're seeing that other DAs across the country who have, no bail, easy on criminals and all that, and they're having huge surges in crime.
Just flat out not filing cases.
And then in Illinois, they're passing this bill that says no bail unless the judge says that they're a danger. And like four or five other things that every sheriff in the state of Illinois said, oh no, this is horrible. This is, it just completely ties the hands of law enforcement officials.
Mm-hmm.
Are we getting there?
Well, I mean, right now we don't. Thankfully, we still have a bail system. We haven't gone. I mean, we did during COVID go to no bail for a short period of time. But I could see that on our horizon with the way things are going. I mean, every year we get new things that just water down our system.
Let's before we took a break, we were talking about fentanyl. We kind of just brushed over that, but before you came on the show this morning, Stephanie, we were discussing the Halloween coming up, and I know that usually when I'm online in the morning, I'm looking at, things that are coming through, one of which would have been a picture of three people recently arrested in Reading.
Yeah.
I found drugs, but on them or in their apartment was fentanyl. So we know that that's happening, but can you kind of give us like a visual or a description of what's going on here, what you're finding right here in this area?
Yeah, I mean, 5 years ago we didn't have a single fentanyl case. Now we have several. I mean, we are filing those cases. We're getting them from law enforcement, from, you know, small one or two pills that may be pressed with fentanyl to a lot larger scale fentanyl. So it is definitely up here. There's been a huge increase in what I know the coroner's office is seeing with people who are overdosing on that. We've filed a homicide case against a seller who provided fentanyl to a child who then ultimately died from using it. So it is definitely here in Shasta County and causing a lot of issues.
What happened to the case where I think y'all were the first in the nation to charge murder?
Well, so I don't know about in the nation, but I know it was one of the first ones. It was definitely the first one in Shasta County, and one of the first ones in the state of California. But that case is the one I just referenced that is pending.
It's pending right now.
Yeah, it's still pending.
And the story on that, of course, is that a drug seller knew it was fentanyl and sold it to a 13-year-old. Who thought it was like a Percocet or something, whatever it was.
Using social media. That's the thing that, you know, parents need to know, that if your kids have social media, there are people out there who can find your kid on social media and can try to and are successful in selling drugs by using that as a means of communication, mm-hmm. for not only finding users or finding people who are interested in using. And a lot of times, you know, it could be, you know, a kid or an adult or anyone who's looking for a Percocet or something, not a hardcore drug, but then that's what's happening. Those are getting laced and pressed with fentanyl, and
so
people can end up dying from it.
I'm just curious with the Liam has a question.
So like every year you hear about razor blades and candy and whatnot. I mean, is that actually, I mean, like fentanyl, is that actually like a justified fear? Because I've heard it so many times now, and I really just can't imagine that
somebody's putting fentanyl.
Yeah, I feel like that's. I mean, is that fear mongering, or is that like actually?
I mean,
a concern.
I think it's something people should be at least aware of and mm-hmm. consider this year, especially since we've recently seen articles that are coming out about these rainbow colored fentanyl that looks like candy, and some of them are even being put in packages of like Skittles and other types of candy, and they're being packaged that way. So one would hope someone isn't intentionally giving a rainbow colored Skittles package to a child on Halloween, but mm-hmm. there's a lot of really evil people out in the world, and it's, you know, as our job as parents to make sure that we're watching that. So, I mean, I plan on going trick-or-treating with my kids this year. I will definitely be checking their candy a lot more than I have in previous years, and especially, you know, I think in previous years you might look for at their chocolate or whatever, that for like the razor blade that I've heard since I was a kid, something that could be in. But
no apples.
But you never really thought about like Skittles and stuff. It's a little tiny candy, but well, now does it really look like a Skittle, or is it, you know, a rainbow colored fentanyl?
Well, you know, I guess the best way, if you're going to participate in Halloween, is to get those individually wrapped, you know, candies. So
but even then, she was saying,
but those are wrapped.
I know, but the Skittles come in a bag, and you know, somebody would have to open up the bag and put it in there, which I guess they could.
Yeah, but I think they're doing that in other countries, and that's how they're smuggling it into.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So they're coming into the country.
Oh, gosh.
They can come into all kinds of, and they are found in, you know, actual bags, pressed, sealed. Everything just looks like a bag of Skittles. You know, they'll do that with anything. They'll cut open cans of soda like Coke and pour it out and pack it with some type of narcotic or
it's just evil.
Seal it back up and take it across the border. So
they had a big bus where they were Menudo. They, you know, big cans of Menudo that was coming across the border. They opened it, emptied it, put it in there, and then put a slight layer, you know, like an inch of Menudo on the top of it. And I mean, they're coming across, and I could see this. If, you know, I don't know if I'd let my kids I don't know if, you know, it's something that there's just another worry you shouldn't have to have.
It's an awareness that parents need to have. They just need to have this awareness and just, you know, part of your role as a parent is, you know, protecting and checking stuff for your kids. I mean, you don't want to miss out on the fun of going out trick-or-treating, but it's just the new world we're living in and another
level
of awareness.
If there's questions about Skittles, bring them down here to the station.
I've tried to get this in a couple times, so we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about, we're going to continue on after the break with one more thing about Halloween and what to look out for and some rules that you need to hear about. We'll be right back after these messages on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio, as well as KCNR1460.com. We have upgraded our website, and we've had some wonderful things happen where we are recalibrated our chat room. Thank you. We'll be right back.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Erin Resner, candidate for Shasta County Supervisor, District 1. I've been blessed to call Shasta County home for most of my life. My husband and I have built a business, served the community, and raised a family all right here in Shasta County. Like many counties, we have our share of complex problems, and those complex problems require real, long-term solutions. Whether addressing homelessness, mental health, or public safety, I can promise I will listen to you, work with you, and fight for you and our community. Vote for me on November 8th.
Paid for by Aaron Resner for Supervisor 2022.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51. Jefferson, state of mind.
Hi, I'm Jack Munz, candidate for Reading City Council. It's time we make Reading a stronger and safer city. Born and raised in Reading, I spent 21 years in law enforcement and city government. I have seen firsthand the effect of crime, homelessness on families, and city government. This experience uniquely qualifies me to help serve our city to become a place where we are not overrun by crime, homelessness, and poor economic conditions. I'm Jack Munz, a husband and a father of two teenagers. I desire to serve our city and community in order to create the environment we need to raise our families in peace and prosperity. In order for this to happen, it requires us to make tough but necessary decisions for the betterment of Reading. I'm Jack Munz, and now is the time to take action to see Reading be a model of practical and effective change to those around us. Join me and vote on November 8th, and let us take the next step towards a stronger and safer city. Again, I'm Jack Munz, and would love your vote for Reading City Council.
I'm Jack Munz, and this ad was paid for by Jack Munz for Reading City Council.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily the auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hey Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here again, your candidate for District 5 Supervisor. On the campaign trail, a lot of the complaints I hear seem to surround some of our county code enforcement and health department. I believe we have some great people working for our county enforcing our codes and rules, but I would like to see some of those departments to redirect their focus a bit. When we have transient camps full of filth, waste, and drug paraphernalia, I would encourage our health department to concentrate on those areas rather than the small business owners or volunteers who are already doing their best to comply with our codes and ordinances. When there are large-scale marijuana grows being conducted in our county by non-county residents and even some out-of-country growers, we need code enforcement to concentrate on the pesticides and fertilizers that are contaminating our environment rather than the unpermitted carport or the above-ground pool that isn't up to code. Shasta County is a great place to live, raise a family, and retire to, but we do have some problems. I would like to use some of our great people and county assets to help solve those problems and lessen the burden on our law-abiding citizens. I'm Chris Kellstrom, and I would be honored to earn your vote. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. It is a veteran-owned business where I've been going for 15 years since the day I moved up here. Never had a bad haircut there. They work by appointments, so give them a call at 530-244-9478. Come on, find out what I'm talking about. It's not a hair salon. It's a barber shop. It's man's last stronghold. Linda and I are here with Stephanie Bridget, Shasta County District Attorney, and you two are having a Halloween and much more conversation going on because it covers so many other
things. It does. And Stephanie, will you share with our listeners that, I don't know. Somebody talked about that you could get on an app and find out where sex offenders are around your house or your business. But there's a rule that happens with sex offenders during the Halloween, and what would that be?
Yeah, well, to your first point, definitely people can get on Megan's Law and they can check their neighborhood before they go trick-or-treating to know, maybe they don't want to go trick-or-treating at someone's home that has a sex offender there, and that's obviously people's personal choice. But also, if a registered sex offender is on parole or on probation, there's certain rules from between 5 p.m. and 5 a.m. that they must comply with on Halloween night, and that's don't answer the door. Stay in their house. Keep their exterior lights off and don't pass out treats or decorate for Halloween. And those are in place to make sure that it's not an attractant for kids to come up to that door on Halloween day. If you're out trick or treating with your kids, it's a lot of people have their lights off. Doesn't mean they're a sex offender. For sure, a lot of people just don't pass out candy or they're not home. But it's just another reason to have in your mind to make sure you tell your kids, hey, we're only going to go to houses that have all their lights on. They've got decorations. Those are the houses that we're going to go and make sure we trick-or-treat at those houses.
Right. I just thought that was an important a detail.
Yeah.
That was important for our listeners to hear, especially those who are driving their kids to school right now and they're thinking about that. And some teenagers do hang out and go out and love to trick or treat. So that's for the teenagers in the car. If you're listening to this program, be aware of that as well.
Well, yeah, and teenager, and if a teenager, we've had teenagers come to, older kids come to the house. I have no problem stuffing their little bags with candy because, hey, they're out. They're knocking on the doors unless they're, perusing it to break in later, which I doubt. I have no problem with that.
Yeah, I agree.
Here's a good way to get some chocolate for the rest of the year. Yeah.
There's a lot of people who get annoyed at teenagers and stuff who are out trick-or-treating that they're too old. And I think, let's not have our kids grow up too fast. Mm. Let's embrace that they're 14, 15, 16, and they're still putting a costume on and getting a group of friends and laughing and running around and getting candy. I agree with you. I pass out candy to them all the time.
I think the last time I actually literally trick-or-treated would have been my sophomore year.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened in my junior year. I think I grew up and had to have a job or something. But
wait a minute. Anyway. What about last year you went door-to-door with that martini glass?
Oh, okay. There. That's a whole different. Yeah. You have to be 21 for that. Anyway.
Okay. So be aware of Halloween that there are There are bad characters out there. And make sure, you know, if you've got kids, you're with the kids. It used to be that, I'm not going to go in, it used to be we could go wander around with our little, with our bags. And
Have
to worry about it and just go home.
I remember doing that, putting on the roller skates or your bike or something and hitting the whole neighborhood.
Whole neighborhood. Now a lot of people are just saying, I'm just not going to even play with this.
Well, and they have safe places where people can, all the kids can go into one place too, like at the mall.
That boot cruise going.
Yeah, the boot cruise.
Drive in.
Yeah, we were supposed to have a call on. All right, good. So that's going to happen.
Didn't happen. No. They didn't.
All right. Well, is the boot cruise happening? Do we know about where?
I'm sure it is. They just didn't make it.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of haunted houses, a lot of things that you can do.
The pumpkin patches, all those things. Yeah. Stephanie, let's go to the phones.
Nick.
Good morning, Nick.
Hey, good morning. Stephanie, I got a question for you.
Sure.
My friend Kevin Cry is running for supervisor in District 1, and a lot of his signs are getting vandalized. If a person brought you evidence, ring recordings and that kind of stuff, would you prosecute that?
Well, we're going to look at every case for prosecution. If there's a violation of crime that can be proved, then we're going to go forward. I don't believe in treating any victim or any defendant special just because who they are and who they aren't. So I would recommend that if there is ring video and evidence that would be in the city. So to go into Reading Police Department and do a full report, provide that stuff, and they will do the investigation, submit it to us. If the evidence there, then we would prosecute.
Okay, just a little bit more on that. I understand that's a felony. Is that right?
I don't know. I'd feel more comfortable if I could pull the code out and look to answer that question. I don't have it at my fingertips.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too.
And I've seen, and I can't necessarily say they were Kevin Cry's, but I've seen other posters that people have ripped and, you know, these kind of things.
Yeah, I mean, having just gone through that process, that is an issue, and I've really seen it to just everybody, both sides. So it's horrible. I think people should just leave other people's signs alone. But it's an issue and it's frustrating and you can't do it.
No, it's when you get into things like this to destroy the other person, it's not enough to go against what they choose to do or all this. Well, you just went through all that. But as have everybody else, it seems like in the last 4 or 5 years, it becomes down to destroying them, destroying their business, those kind of things. And
becomes too personal.
It becomes personal instead of being about the issues.
Yeah, I mean, let's
but that's a good question. I mean, if somebody's got evidence of it and the police have it and then they want to prosecute it because they know who it is, then boom. Okay, we've talked about violent crime. We've talked about Halloween on this. The new courthouse.
Sure.
Beautiful. Roomy. State of the art. But still, we're short judges. So, does it make, it could be the most beautiful, technologically advanced. But if we don't have judges, we're still up the creek.
Yeah, I mean, we recently had two judges retire, so we're still waiting. You know, we're at the whim of the governor to appoint replacements for that position, those positions, and that, you know, I mean, they could do that tomorrow or he could do that in a year. So,
well, how many judges do we rate?
Oh, I don't have that number in front of me, but we are down. It's either 4.5 or 5.5. It's always interesting how they like half a judge.
Yeah, what's 5.5 mean?
But for the amount that we need for our community is that we have is already 4 or 5 judges less than what we need to efficiently run our community and our judicial system.
So it's not like two. We're talking like 5 or 6 judges
short.
Well,
4 to 5, yeah.
4 to 5 judges short. Yeah. So it does no good to have all the cases lined up if you can't get in the courtroom.
Yeah, it's definitely a huge factor. And you know, when you have judges retiring, which they do, and then the process for replacement takes such a long time, it can really back up and impact the system because you know we have a lot of cases, and it's not just criminal cases. There are tons of civil cases too that need courtrooms.
Yeah.
So you get all of that into one system that doesn't have the resources that it needs, and everything gets backlogged.
Well, is there any pressure that Shasta County can put on the governor. I mean, I know.
I'm not sure he would care too much about our pressure, but.
I know, but there must be something that, you know, the county can go forward and say, hey, look, you have provided, the state has provided a brand new courthouse here, yet we're short five judges. It must be, you know, I know the government appoints them, but is it Department of Justice who does the backgrounds and all this, or?
It's part of the state. Having not ever been through that process, it's not anything I've ever pursued. I couldn't actually tell you the ins and outs of the process.
So, but it's still, there must be somebody that the county could go and write a strongly worded letter that says, we have a beautiful new courthouse, we just don't have any judges, you know.
Yeah, well, and I know that the statewide there is a list that says, you know, this county needs this many, this county needs that many, and then it's prioritized, and when they're ready to give out new positions, that they know what we need. And I would hate to speak for our CEO of the courts, who could better answer that, but I would be surprised if they weren't advocating for more judges, because they know we need them.
And now these are lawyers that say, I want to be a judge, and they go through this big process.
Must have been an attorney for 10 years.
Okay, so they've been an attorney for 10 years, now I want to be a judge.
Correct.
And they put their names in. Now, are they appointed? Now, these are appointed judges, but
appointed.
There's elected judges too, right?
Absolutely. You can, anytime there's judges up for election, anyone who's been an attorney for over 10 years, lives in the county, can run a contested election.
Most of the time they don't do that.
It's very infrequent.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the bottom line, though, is no matter how nice the building is no, and no matter how efficient your office is, if we don't have enough judges, the system breaks down, bogs down.
Yeah. Makes it very, very tough, for sure. Absolutely.
All right. Let's take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. They're coming in today, I think, RC. He's coming in to
do
a new spot for them. All your tobacco needs there. Everything that you would need, accessories, pipe tobacco, humidors, and then of course the walk-in humidor they have for their cigars is just outstanding. Tobacco and Brew has been around for 30, 40 years now, maybe longer, and they are instrumental in helping a lot of the veterans, fundraisers and all of this. They're always there to help veterans and this community. Tobacco and Brew. We'll be right back. We started singing bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys been drinking whiskey and rye and singing, this will be the day that I die.
A new voice for Anderson City Council. Amarjeet Singh will listen to you at town hall meetings. He supports Anderson Police Department and the Anderson Teen Center. Amarjeet Singh, Anderson City Council. This ad paid for by Singh for Anderson City Council.
Hey Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here again, your candidate for District 5 Supervisor. On the campaign trail, a lot of the complaints I hear seem to surround some of our county code enforcement and health department. I believe we have some great people working for our county enforcing our codes and rules, but I would like to see some of those departments to redirect their focus a bit. When we have transient camps full of filth, waste, and drug paraphernalia, I would encourage our health department to concentrate on those areas rather than the small business owners or volunteers who are already doing their best to comply with our codes and ordinances. When there are large-scale marijuana grows being conducted in our county by non-county residents and even some out-of-country growers, we need code enforcement to concentrate on the pesticides and fertilizers that are contaminating our environment rather than the unpermitted carport or the above-ground pool that isn't up to code. Shasta County is a great place to live, raise a family, and retire to, but we do have some problems. I would like to use some of our great people and county assets to help solve those problems and lessen the burden on our law-abiding citizens. I'm Chris Kellstrom, and I would be honored to earn your vote. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
Remember when filling up the gas tank didn't cost an arm and a leg? Me too.
Assemblywoman Megan Daly.
That's why I support suspending the gas tax, to provide immediate relief from high gas prices and put money back in the pockets of working families.
Megan is focused on real-life issues impacting families, reducing the high cost of living,
making items like food, gas, and diapers less expensive.
And like you, I'm tired of the wildfires and smoke that plague our region.
That's why Assemblywoman Megan Daly led efforts to improve forest management, put more firefighters on the front lines, and secured millions to help fire victims and communities recover. Megan's good work has earned her the endorsements of the California Professional Firefighters and California Correctional Peace Officers Associations.
California has to do better. That's why I'm fighting to fix the policies that have failed us all. Let's get California back on track and be sure to turn in your ballot.
Megan Daly for Assembly.
Paid for by Megan Daly for Assembly 2022.
Like mysteries and treasure? Come on down to Wind River Resort and Casino for the Tribal Treasure Mystery Bonus Progressive.
With a chance to win up to $75,000.
The more you play, the better your chances of winning.
Must use River Club card.
There are two jackpot levels with Lassen level starting at $2,000 and must hit by $10,000. Shasta level starts at $10,000 and must hit by $75,000. Look for stickers with all pre-tribal symbols on qualifying slot machines and play to win using your River Club card. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
My name is Brenda Lunte. My husband and I have owned San Francisco Deli for 30 years and been a resident of Shasta County for 40 years. I first met Kevin as a customer in our deli. When he decided to run for supervisor of District 1, where I live, I was happy to offer my support. At a recent reception, a woman mentioned she had difficulty contacting local officials, trying to get answers. No one would return her calls. Kevin immediately offered her and everyone else his phone number. He was willing to talk to groups, small or large, one-on-one, to anyone who had questions about who Kevin Cry was or anything else they might have concerns about. I believe he is someone who will be accessible to those who put him in office, not just the elite. Every Shasta County voter deserves to have access to our officials to get answers to their questions and concerns. I'm confident Kevin is that guy. I am endorsing Kevin Cry for District 1. Thank you, Brenda Lunte.
This ad paid for by the committee to elect Kevin Cry, Supervisor District 1.
Reading loves seeing new people and families move here, looking to join our community. But when those same people run for office telling us their big city ideas can unlock the untapped potential of our home, they're wrong. It's a shame they feel that way and can't see what makes our community so special. If untapped potential means bringing San Francisco to Reading, then it's better we just leave that keg untapped. Re-electing Michael DeQuisto and voting for Marcus Pardon will make our community great. And they're going to do the work needed to safeguard our home, paid for by the committee to elect Michael DeQuisto.
A new voice for Anderson City Council. Amarjeet Singh will listen to you at town hall meetings. He supports Anderson Police Department and the Anderson Teen Center. Amarjeet Singh, Anderson City Council. This ad paid for by Singh for Anderson City Council.
Good morning.
All right.
Welcome to our last segment. You
know, so what Liam is doing, he's like, which is smart, because it's important, I think, to just have that energy of the opening number, the segue number, or the bump music, where you're like, yeah, okay, come on, we're here.
The mule sounds. Yeah, oh, you've had all. Looking. You've had for 2 hours. You've been
he's still,
and I still don't. I still haven't heard one mule sound.
Like a donkey or a mule. I didn't mule. Know there's a difference.
Well, you know, I mean,
is there a difference?
Yeah,
Carl, have you ever seen a mule?
We've been on a mule.
Really?
I've ridden mules.
Yeah,
I've ridden more mules than you've ridden bicycles.
Don't challenge me, buddy.
Well, maybe not bicycles. You've probably been riding bicycles for a while.
I actually didn't know how to ride a bike until like sixth grade.
Okay, I have then. We're here with Stephanie Bridget, Shasta County DA, and besides the criminal stats and the thousands of cases y'all have, you've got other things that y'all worked on.
Yeah, well, I think it's important for us to be out in the community. So we've always tried to get out in the community as much as possible, to be involved, to do stuff, connect with the community. So just recently over the last month, we have presented at several different schools, over 500 kids on anti-bullying, which is you know, always a great presentation and time to get in there and just be able to connect with and talk to the kids. So if there's any, you know, schools out there that want that, please contact my office because we're happy to go and do that. We also did our bowl-a-thon.
Yeah, how'd that turn out?
Turned out great. So we raised over $16,000 in a one-night event. All of that money goes to send kids to Camp Resilience. And it's kids that have, you know, maybe they have a family member who was murdered, or they living in a home where there's domestic violence or other violent crimes. So they have, you know, they suffer that type of vicarious trauma from being involved and around those types of events, or they themselves have been victims of crime, can go to this camp where there's counselors there, everyone that they need that's going to help them not only with the trauma that they've suffered, but also a place for them to connect with other kids who have been through things that they have, and who can go out and go whitewater rafting, ride horses, do all of that type of fun stuff that maybe they've never gotten a chance to do, and they really walk away with a very impactful experience, but also therapy and connection that maybe they haven't had before. So it's a great program.
Well, congratulations on the $16,000.
Yeah, I didn't think you'd be making
on a bowl-a-thon.
Carl, you had no faith in us. Yeah,
well, that's great. $16,000—that was pretty good for a bowl-a-thon.
Yeah.
So what were you doing? Arresting people and having them posting bail on their way out? What?
So we have lane sponsors. So if anyone wants to sponsor a lane next year, we're going to be doing this again. This year was, I believe, our third or fourth time doing this bowl-a-thon. So we'll be doing it again next year, right around October, as we do it for Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And then we also have the community members who donate. We have many different businesses who donate baskets. We do raffle prizes that night. We pack the house. We were at Country Bowl, and it was just a really good event.
So can people challenge the DA for a bowling match? For every pin the DA beats you, you have to pay a dollar into the fund.
Well, I'm there and can bowl that night, so I'd be happy to take additional donations based on
the other side of that
competing
is
competing with me.
For every pin they beat you,
yeah,
you donate a dollar.
Oh, there, I could do that. I'm not a very good bowler, so I might end up being the one paying.
Well, Linda is, she beat us all.
I'm either like I can do the strikes, or I'm totally gutter ball queen.
Yeah.
It's not consistent.
You're either in the groove or you're not.
And I have no idea why. I mean, you know, I don't do it all the time. So it's just kind of like why, it's like winning, a cornhole. Either doing really well at cornhole or being completely horrible at it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So we also participate every year with the different Think Pink events that are going on. We're selling the pink patches, not only just you can buy just the DA office patch, or you can get the package of all of our local law enforcement. So we are selling those at our office. If you want to stop by and pick those up, we're at 1355 West Street. Also, we are going into November, so we're going to participate again in the No Shave November. Which is always great. We always pick someone to donate that money to. And we always pick someone local.
What is No Shave?
So No Shave November is you're going to pick a charity or an individual or someone to, and it's usually around cancer. So that's what we did last year, a local child suffering with cancer and donated money, and we have also selected a local child this year.
But is that like cancer. What? Beards
and legs.
And legs. So. Okay, I was just going to see if there was diversity in there.
There's also diversity for people who don't want to grow a beard or legs, because the alternative, you can walk a certain amount of miles and do a certain amount of push-ups
and
sit-ups and
there's
stuff.
There's people. So you're talking about ladies who don't shave their legs for a month.
And then we have, internally, we make it fun and make sure there's prizes.
Yeah, there should be Stub of the Month Club.
And look, we want
How bad are your stubs?
We want to have the winner of the legs contest in here.
Oh, man.
So we can put some pictures out.
Yeah, I don't think that we will advertise the winner of that.
No, at all.
But
no.
It's all for fun. It gets people involved. We all. It's a minimum amount of money that you, if you want to grow your face hair or your legs, you pay a certain amount of money into the pool that gets you going, and then you're encouraged to raise money throughout the month towards this fund. There's internally, we're going to give out, you know, like usually parking spots or something, some type of prize to the people who raise the most money, grow the biggest beard, grow, you know. So we just make it fun internally, too, at the same time while we're raising money for a good cause.
I guess if you wear pants every day, it's not a big thing. Or trousers.
Yeah, at this
day.
Time of year,
Carl,
November.
You're focused on the wrong thing.
I'm sorry.
You are focused
really,
on the wrong
really
thing.
Am okay? Because I'm thinking of you know.
Think about the money that we're raising for a very good cause. And go on with your next question.
Okay. Yeah. So the next question. Next is.
I live with us, by the way.
We've got to run. We've run out of time. Yeah. Thank you so much, Stephanie, for being with us.
Thanks for having
me. And on that Wednesday hump day note.
And tomorrow we're going to have Max Steiner with us, candidate for Congress.
Is Trish
we'll
back?
Be joining us. Yeah, and Trish will be back. And we've got a couple other surprises, too. So everybody have a great day. I'll be talking tomorrow about the winter coat giveaway that Shasta County Children's Group is doing. And last year they gave away 100 coats to needy children. And then we'll talk a little bit about how you can get involved with that. So,
thank you, Stephanie, for joining us today.
Yeah, and have
thank
a great you. Day. And thanks, Liam. And God bless America.
Back down. Hey.